This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Office is in. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here, Kyle.
So you have got a brand new 4-H club this year. Tell us about it.
I do. So we're starting the Junior Master Gardeners 4-H club here in Douglas County, and we're super excited about it.
And any idea how many 4-H clubs there are in the county?
No, there are quite a few. I don't know exact numbers, though.
And I know that a lot of them have kind of a different focus, right?
Yeah, so there's, it turns out in 4-H, there's a ton of different options in what kind of interests your club can have. And there's a lot of livestock clubs and 4-H in Douglas County, which is awesome. But our club is going to be more focused on crop production, plant growth, sort of the horticulture part of agriculture.
And so obviously you've been hearing about this being an interest out there. What's the age range for these kids?
Yeah, so this club is brand new and it's open to all kids that are interested age 9 to 19.
And so a pretty wide area there, and you're going to cover a lot of interesting topics. Does this give them kind of the potential to maybe become a once they are an adult, a master gardener at an awfully young age?
Absolutely. So this program is based out of a curriculum from Texas A&M. And we cover all of the fundamental topics of agriculture. And ideally, at the end of this, each student who attends this will leave with a junior master gardener certificate.
Wow. Now, why is it important for kids to learn about gardening?
That's a great question. So in general, we want to inform kids and residents of Douglas County about agriculture and kind of bring them into the industry if they're interested in it as early as possible. In general, there's some nuance to this, but agriculture as a whole continues to get older every year. And so we want to make sure that we're giving the next generation the opportunity to be introduced to agriculture and horticulture.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing that. And in fact, somebody I know back east has maintained a family farm and is the descendant of folks who did it. I don't know how far back. He's in his 70s now. But he said, you know, when I am gone, this is over. And not everybody's got family that wants to jump into that.
Yeah, so farm succession and land succession can be a pretty complicated topic. And while we are seeing more small farms pop up and that part of agriculture is increasing, which is really awesome, on a whole, when we look at agriculture across the United States, that number continues to decline a little bit, and the general or the median age of folks in that industry continues to get older.
And obviously, a lot of kids, you know, just trying to get them to eat relatively healthy is its own struggle, let alone learn more about it. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're trying to cultivate.
Yeah, absolutely. So ideally, by the end of the first year, and this is a sort of our pilot year, we'll have the students growing food and being able to, you know, understand where does this particular plant come from. And that'll also be kind of guided by the members of the club. The idea here will be that we want to make this fun, engaging, and kind of take it the direction that our club members want to go.
Now, do most clubs kind of operate on like a school year schedule?
You know, I'm not sure if that's the case for a lot of clubs. We're going to be operating a little bit differently than that. We're sort of starting enrollment now because that's when we got the club going, but our hope is to be able to bring exhibits to fair, and then we'll sort of go to the October and then start over from there.
Now, if people come to the open house tomorrow, tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the open house tomorrow is from 9 to noon. It's completely free to come and check out what we're doing. We're going to be having a continuous plant propagation class. So if you show up, we'll show you how to propagate some plants. You'll leave with a potted plant and a seed packet. And it'll be sort of an introduction to what the Junior Master Gardener Club will be like. We'll have signups there, so if you're interested in joining, all of that will be available.
So should parents come along to this?
Yes, absolutely.
And is that mandatory? Or?
Yeah, bring your kids by and see what we're up to and what we're doing, and see if you're interested in joining the club or if your kids are interested.
So it would be like what, once a week?
Once again, that'll be dictated by the club members, but we're thinking probably once or twice a month. We're going to have an sort of an in-house education segment, and then we also have a project we want to work on that will be outside once a month.
Wow, a lot going on. Junior Master Gardeners, brand new this year. Anything else people ought to know about this?
Yeah, so there is a cost to join the program, but don't let that be a barrier. So if you're interested in joining the Junior Master Gardener Club and cost may be an issue, let me know. There is funding available for that.
All right, and how do people get connected to find out more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So feel free to drop by tomorrow from 9 to noon at 1134 Southeast Douglas Avenue, or feel free to contact me at logan.bennett@oregonstate.edu.
All right, Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:30, 7 in the morning report.